WITFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
To have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. And so when we are on the opposite side of God, we're on the opposite side of salvation. So God is simply saying, I know everything, all things about everything. My brothers and sisters, we need to be careful concerning the words we choose to say. For our words cannot be taken back. They are out there, Brother Gaines. They're out there in the atmosphere somewhere. And God sees them. And God hears them. All of our words. You remember when you was coming up and you was in the club and you said some stuff you shouldn't have said? And God heard that stuff. Some might say, I'm waiting for God to help me change what I say. Have you ever heard a person say, I'm going to give you peace of my mind? Yeah. If you give somebody peace of your mind, that means you have crazy. Because ain't nobody supposed to have a piece of nothing in your mind. Some might say, I'm waiting on for God to help me change what I say. And you do not need to wait on God. You need to get your thoughts under control. God has already told us how we are to live. Jesus came and set the example of how we're to live. He ain't gonna make you change. He ain't gonna make you serve him. He wants you to be under control with your thought processes and be under control with what he has already provided for us. Jesus came and provided everything for us to understand and how we are to live. And all we have to do is live by the rules and the regulations. I'm waiting on the Lord to change me. No. If you, 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, he, the Lord Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, get your mind straight. But you got to do something first. We keep waiting. The Lord simply says, I'm waiting on you. My brothers and sisters, God's word tells us again, as a man thinketh, so is he. Verse 7 states, where can I go from your spirits, or where can I flee from your presence? David was telling us there's no escape from the knowledge of God, but there is no place that man can run nor hide from God. Now watch this in verse 8 through 10. If, conjunction, I ascend into heaven, you are there. If, conjunction, I, personal pronoun, make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If, conjunction, that means you can or you cannot. If I, personal pronoun, which means I'm talking directly to you, take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, it tells us even of there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. The wings of the morning in verse 9 refers to the rising of the sun in the east. The Hebrew word for east means the rising sun. The Hebrew word for west is our word for sea. In the promised land, there is the Great Sea or the Mediterranean Sea, which is to the west. So a translation of this verse could say, as the rays of the sun from the east to the farthest west. So we could ask, how fast do sun rays travel from the east to the west? I'm glad you asked. At the speed of light. My brothers and sisters, in other words, we cannot outrun God. We cannot outrun God. God is already there, waiting on us. Even if we travel at the speed of light to the other side of the universe, God is already there. He's omnipresent. He can appear within a blinking of an eye. He can move and see things faster than we can comprehend or even what we can react to. And David said, that God knows us. And this is a reflection point, my brothers and sisters, a reflection point for all of us, because God knows and God is aware. And God, who knows all and who is above all, is not trying to judge us all, but he is trying to save us all. Jeremiah 23:23-24 states, am I a God who is near, declared the Lord, and not a God far off? Can a man hide himself in hidden places so I do not see him, declared the Lord? Do I not feel the heavens and the earth, declared the Lord? Anyhow, God's love for us is unconditional, despite all of the things we have committed in this life. God sent Jesus into this world to redeem us back to the Father. He knew us as his precious children, even before the world came into existence. Pastor, what are you saying? Well, let me say it. It's right in the text. Ephesians 1:3-5 state, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessings in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his son through Christ Jesus in according with his pleasure and his will. Antioch, he chose us. You know, we didn't choose him. He chose us. The disciples came to Jesus. And Jesus said, Peter, come and I'm going to follow you. I'm going to make you fishers of men. It was only one that he didn't choose, and that was Judas. He knows us. He calls us. He knows everything about us. He knows everybody who's sitting here today, because he has chosen us. How? It's simple. Because Jesus said, Father, all that you have given me, I have not lost not one. From the very foundation of the world, we have all been predestined to not only look like Christ in holiness and righteousness, but he knows everything about us. He saw us before we got here from the foundation of the world. And he said, Father, everything you have given me, all that you have given me, I have kept. You know why he has kept them? Because when Christ went to the cross, he was dying for our sins, our transgressions, and all the things that each and every one of us have done. And because Christ went and came into this world and died for it, he was saying, now, Father, forgive them. All of the sin was placed on Christ, and his holiness and righteousness were placed on us. And now that makes us acceptable to God the Father. And the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit had a plan. Isn't it ironic and amazing? Even when Christ was here, there is no mention of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit resided upon Christ while he was here. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When John baptized Jesus in the Jordan, what did God say? He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." The Father spoke, the Son was here, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him. At that particular time, the Holy Spirit only resided upon one individual. And from the moment Jesus came into this world, he was walking in the Holy Spirit as well. And so we see now, you got to get this. I'm about to open your eyes to what God was doing. He said, "It is expedient for me to do what? I must go away so that you can get the Comforter, which is the Father." So that in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit resided upon individual. Remember when Samson got crazy and was strong? That was the Holy Spirit upon him. You remember when the walls of Jericho, Holy Spirit was moving, but it came upon selected individual. So Jesus said, "I must go away so that the Holy Spirit can come and indwell in how many? All." And when you accept the Lord, now what Christ has done, now the Holy Spirit indwells in each and every one of us. The Holy Spirit is active and alive. Jesus said, "If I don't leave, the Holy Spirit cannot come." Yes. The Holy Spirit was already there. Yes. And guess what he did, Don? Jesus told the disciples, he breathed on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. But he said, "Wait for the power." Dunamis, power by the paraclete. So that you and I would have power and authority. I get power when I speak on God's word. The Holy Spirit is revealing, unveiling power to you. And as I share that word, the Holy Spirit is anointing those that would hear. He who have an ear, let him hear. Some will hear and some will not. But our job as pastors and ministers and leaders is to share the truth. Jesus said, "All that the Father has given me, I have kept." 8 billion people we preached to over the media ministry, all will hear, but not all will understand. Yes. And not all will obey. Antioch, that's the God that we serve, the God who loves us because we have accepted his Son as Lord. He chose us, and now understand what John 17 and 12 state concerning what the Father had given the Son. For God loved us, and God knows all things about everything. The doors of the church open. Oh. If you are here this morning, and your desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior, you may come as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian experience. Is there one this morning that you desire to accept the Lord as your personal Savior? Don't look at your mother.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis at bell